Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coming up on podcast 1489, Ford's CEO suggesting that EV sales could go 100% online. If you stick around, I'll tell you what I know. Also on the show today, BMW starting construction of a new EV factory. Toyota launched their own version of a Tesla Powerwall. And Elon Musk gives his employees an ultimatum. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever you're listening in the world, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Saturday, 4th of June today. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. We'll start with that headline story of Ford's CEO. Jim Farley is his name, and he said that the electric vehicles from Ford may well shift to being fixed pricing and completely online sales. In a speech today at an IBM conference, he described a future where Ford dealerships don't stock huge amounts of inventory, but rather become customer service centres for picking up online orders and repairing existing vehicles, writes autoblog.com. With buyers also having the option for things like home deliveries, it's a hypothetical scheme at the moment. It's not a change of policy overnight, but it does eliminate the traditional role of selling stock to car dealerships and then that being off the hands of the car makers. And then it's those dealerships to work out, well, do we price stuff higher or lower? Do we give discounts to shift old stock? It's really moving over to, you know, the mobile phone way of buying things online. You know, you can't negotiate with Apple. That's the price of the new iPhone. And lots of people do like it. But lots of people like haggling with salespeople, or rather, let's not call it haggling, getting a deal, or rather talking to somebody about what you need. Like, I need a new car, I need one straight away, it's got to be in stock, I don't care what model or make, and you might end up getting a good deal. So this could be meaning that you're worse off because those opportunities for a deal aren't there anymore. I got a quote from him here that's come through. He says, I believe some Mach-E and Lightning customers would love to have a Mustang for the weekend. Maybe they want a Super Duty, and I can do that. They can't, he said. They remain unnamed, but I think we know who they are, pointing some fingers at the competition there, saying, hey, we've got trucks, we've got fast EVs, we've got a choice of electric vehicles. maybe just making a little point that the Cybertruck is not yet on the market and won't be for a while. He believes that EV pricing will lower to an average of $25,000 as well as the cost of batteries and distribution gets cheaper, but no time frame put on that. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if he were to put a time frame on when the average EV or an EV costs below £25,000. Although look at yesterday's story, whenever it was, about the Bolt and $5,000-$6,000 off the Bolt now for 2023 model year, at least on the MSRP of that. And we're not far off, are we? Let's talk about Ford's sales surging last month in May with the Mach-E, the E-Transit and the Ford F-150 Lightning all doing really well. Now, last month in May, total sales of Ford and Lincoln combined, I'm afraid it was bad news, they were going down. But you know what? There is a bit of good news, and you've beat me to the punchline already, because it's the same story over and over and over again. Ooh, sales are down at so-and-so car maker, but guess what? EV sales are up, and it is the same here with Ford. The all-electric vehicles shining with 6,254 sales last month in May, a new record, and a 222% year-over-year increase, 4.3% of total Ford volume. That's a new record as well, Ford noting for the month. It's moved into second place in the US behind Tesla. That's pretty interesting, actually. Normally a spot held by Volkswagen. Inside EVs points out that Ford BEV sales in the US only were the Mach-E 5,200, Ford E-Transit just under 1,000, Ford F-150 Lightning just over 200 of those, for a total of, as I mentioned, 6,254 and a new monthly record. Now, it's too early to expect consistent Mach-E growth, because if you take the trail back to the production number, well, they are still production constrained. The year-to-date production of the Mach-E, it's made in Mexico, of course, is no different. That's still 29,000 units this year, same as it was this time last year for the same period. So still production constrained, unfortunately. Let's go to Norway now. Actually, I'd love to. A country I've been to once, and I'd love to go back to Norway anytime, please. Fabulous place. Mainly because when you walk around the streets, you hear lots of zzzzt, and that's electric cars driving by. So many of them. In Norway, all electric cars made for a market share of 73.2% last month in May. The VW ID4 was on top of the buyer's wish list, with 915 units out of that 8,500 total BEV registrations. Well, according to the industry site Electrive.com, of those 8,500 new EVs registrations in May in Norway, they were slightly above the previous month, April's, and close to the level of May year on year. Now, let's look at those year on year figures, because in Norway a year ago, almost 3,250 plug-in hybrids registered. This month, or this year, I should say, May 2022, just 1,300. So plug-in hybrids, not in favour in Norway. People just going full BEV. Like, if you need a diesel because you're towing something for 1,000 miles or whatever, or a tractor, you're buying a diesel in Norway. And at the minute, there's no battery solution for those edge cases. And if you really are wedded to combustion, you're going to get piston power. You know, you're the last 5 or 10% of people in Norway. And if you want an EV, it's looking increasingly like you just buy a pure BEV rather than going for that halfway house where people have been doing for so long. What was the rundown? VW ID4 in first place in Norway, Polestar 2 in second, BMW iX in third. Behind those, Volvo XC40, Hyundai Ioniq 5, Ford Mustang Mach-E, BMW i4, interesting, Skoda Enyaq, and then the BYD Tang and the MG Marvel R. Wow, breaking into the sales charts in Norway. Now, we mentioned the BMW iX and the i4 in there. And let's talk about their next generation of electric vehicles. BMW's lineup of EVs will grow to 13 by the end of next year, with the most recent iX1 compact crossover being added to the lineup. However, BMW are in preparation for moving on to the next generation. That is from the middle of the decade, 2025. It's new class, German for new class. You know, I don't speak German, but I can work that out. Production of the first new class EV will be handled at the state-of-the-art plant under construction right now in Hungary. And the foundation stone for that plant in Hungary was laid earlier this week on Wednesday. According to Motor Authority, BMW investing more than €1 billion in the site to construct a full vehicle plant with a press shop, a body shop, paint shop and assembly as well. The initial annual capacity coming out of Hungary with the new class platform, 150,000 BMWs a year. And being a new site, it'll of course have all the latest production methods, full automation, digitization, sustainability as well, zero carbon, with lots of work going into the supply chain of those parts to ensure the carbon neutrality, and certainly things like generating renewables and buying renewable electricity. The first car coming on that platform, I think, is it confirmed or is this just, you know, very heavy pencil? BMW 3 Series car. So the i3, basically. There is a Chinese i3 that's an electric 3 Series, repurposing the i3 badge. I think that's confirmed now, that it's at least going to be 3 Series segment, a bit like the ID3 was the Golf segment. So it might get called a different name. For now, it's codenamed NK1. But we'll see what it is when it is out in 2025. Big news there with a new factory being built for BMW. Now, Toyota are doing a Tesla, and that would be wanting to put a bit of home storage on the side of your garage wall. Earlier this week, they unveiled a home battery energy storage system, a bit like Tesla's Powerwall. Toyota started pre-orders for their system in Japan, with sales expected to begin in August this year through home builders and construction companies. The system has a storage capacity of 8.7 kilowatt hours. Now, that is less than Tesla's 13.5 kilowatt hours. The SolarEdge battery that I've got is 10 or 9.5 kilowatt hours usable. So it's all in the right ballpark. For us, a family, you know, two adults, one child, one baby, it's a three-bedroom house that we have. And for us, a 10 kilowatt hour battery does us absolutely fine. The thing that I would like, if I were to start again with a blank sheet of paper, the thing that I would do is upsize the inverter, because the battery can pull 5 kilowatts constant, which is great, because if we have excess solar, it's DC. It can go straight to the SolarEdge battery. But often we'll be, I don't know, the oven might be on, or we might be wanting to make a cup of tea or something like that, and we very quickly hit the 3.68 kilowatt inverter limit for us. So for me, I would go bigger inverter to pull the full 5 from the battery. Either way, that was an interesting digression for nobody. This Toyota battery can deliver 5.5 kilowatts constant. Toyota claims its system can draw power as well from electrified vehicles. There's that word, electrified. It'll pull from 100 volts, because that is the household AC voltage in Japan, points out Green Car Reports. And that means if you have a Toyota with a plug socket on in Japan, you can pull some power from it at 100 volts. Toyota notes that electrified vehicles can only supply a total of 1.1 kilowatt hours of energy. Bless you, Toyota. Bless you. What on earth do they mean by, if you do plug your car in to your home battery, you can only pull 1.1 kilowatt hours of energy? Well, no. An EV has 50, 60, 70, 100, 150 kilowatt hours of energy. But Toyotas don't, do they? A Toyota, no such thing as a self-charging hybrid. They have a 500 watt-hour battery. But what about their plug-in hybrids? I don't know what the size of the RAV4 or the Prius Prime battery is. Surely it's bigger than 1.1 kilowatt hours. I don't know what they do. Do even Toyota know what they mean when they start talking about kilowatt hours? I'm not sure anyone does over there. Tesla isn't the only car maker doing energy storage. Hyundai have launched their home ecosystem. That's solar charging and storage. In the US, details are still missing for that. And Fords don't exactly sell you a Powerwall, but they will, through Sunrun, ensure your Ford F-150 Lightning keeps your house running. Right, coming soon, Tesla's phantom braking. I have had that myself recently. Now being investigated in the US, and Elon Musk saying, if you don't like it, there's the door. We'll talk a little bit more about that, that he said earlier this week, on the way on the podcast soon. Stick around.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, the ultimatum that Elon Musk has given to employees, which is, it's my way or the highway, you are coming back into the office 40 hours a week, and if you don't like it, don't turn up, consider yourself fired, hasn't gone down well in Germany. And for my US listeners, I'll tell you why. Because you can't say that in Germany. You certainly can't say it in France, can't say it here either. You cannot get fired in this country because Elon Musk doesn't like your face. Now, I'm well aware that perhaps salaries might be a little bit higher in the US. Not always, I know that. But perhaps you might get a little bit better remuneration. But worker protections over here are in a different league. Like, I was reading an article only recently about a company in Tennessee run by a radio host, a kind of Christian evangelical finance advisor guy, has a network radio show in America, and a lady got pregnant. She got fired. It's company policy that you can't have sex outside of marriage. Like I say, hey, I'm not judging, but hey. And she's suing them because she's suing them. And I was fascinated to read that story because in Tennessee, if you turn up to work and they don't like you or your face doesn't fit, the company boss can say, you are fired today. Well, let me tell you about what happens over here because it's a little bit different. Even if you are terrible at your job, it's very, very hard to get fired. And I'm aware that's good and bad. So Germany have gone, hold on, Mr. Musk, you may well tweet that you want everyone back into the office 40 hours a week. And if you don't like it, jog on. Germany's largest trade union, via Reuters, pointing out that he can't say that. The IG Metall union in Berlin-Brandenburg, even where Tesla is based, said they're fully behind any employee who doesn't agree with Mr. Musk. Whoever does not agree with a one-sided demand and wants to stand against Tesla has the power of unions behind them in Germany as per our law. This report says Tesla doesn't have unions at its plants, but Tesla employees at Giga Berlin have elected 19 people to the Workers' Council, which was a move resisted by Elon Musk back in February. Elon Musk telling employees earlier this week on Wednesday, if they thought working from the office is old-fashioned, they can pretend to work somewhere else. That was the quote. And asked employees to clock a minimum of 40 hours a week or leave the company. Yeah, that's going to be expensive if somebody doesn't do that in Germany because, they'll see you in court. Thanks. I've been through that process with a pretty terrible boss, no longer required my services and did it in the wrong way. And I can confirm I was paid five figures, well into five figures, because they screwed up so massively. You just can't fire people. And I was good at my job. Tesla facing an increase in complaints over phantom braking. I had this recently. When I was driving the Model Y, about 30 miles an hour, sunset, down a wide road, actually. But it was, you know, the sun was low in the sky and there was lots of overhanging trees, lots of shadows. And the car, three or four times, the Model Y just slammed on the brakes, and I swear if someone's behind me, they'd have rear-ended me. You know, everything, beep, 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 beep. And I did have it in cruise because it's a road that I know the police always sit on with their cameras and their radars, and I didn't want to get caught speeding. So I was like, right, 30 miles an hour, put it, which is probably 28 real life, stick it on cruise in the Tesla, and then no one's going to care. And it's a long road down to my house, and the police are always sitting on the side of the road, and they always catch people because you always feel like it should be a 40 or a 50, that road. And the Model Y just could not cope with that road. And the phantom braking, honestly, it scared me. It would have terrified my wife. Tesla are now facing scrutiny from US regulators. They have now had 758 complaints of phantom braking, some at very high speed, complaints alleging unexpected braking activation went into the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They now have asked Tesla for a formal response by June 20th for the 758 confirmed individuals that have complained, according to a regulatory filing yesterday. I don't know how you get around that, because phantom braking is a thing in Teslas. I think it's got worse since they went vision only, but people would disagree with me on that. It's a huge number of complaints in a very short amount of time since February, and NHTSA's probe is stepping up. I don't know how that ends for Tesla, apart from, I don't know, deactivating cruise control or something, which they can't, because it would deactivate all of self-driving. So I don't know how that ends. Probably badly. I don't know. Right, moving on. Elon also tweeting that he will cut 10% of jobs in Tesla and pausing all hiring. Reports said that Elon Musk is pausing all hiring at Tesla and will cut the employee numbers by 10% because he has a, I quote, super bad feeling about the economy. Not just a bad feeling, but a super bad feeling about the economy. Yeah. Reuters writing that he sent the warning in an email to all Tesla executives, says, which the title was Pause All Hiring Worldwide. Not really a story, because companies start and stop hiring all the time. There are trackers out there, by the way, which track how many active job postings Tesla has at any one time. And I think that'll take about a week to filter through. So maybe next Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll start to see whether hiring has paused or whether it has already. We don't know. They have about 100,000 staff right now, so a 10% reduction would be a substantial number of layoffs at Tesla. Elon Musk's recession warning arrives as inflation hits a 40-year high, pushing up the cost of living, slowing consumer spending and sales. Consumer prices 8.3% higher in April than a year ago, and that's according to techspot.com. Yeah, it's odd, isn't it? Elon Musk is worshipped so much that all he has to tweet is, I have a super bad feeling about the economy, and his fans listen. Those that, you know, hold him in position of deity, I would say, want no more than that. But certainly if a CEO of a company has a super bad feeling, I'd appreciate at least a Twitter thread, if not a blog post or something more substantial about, oh, and why is that? But of course, Elon Musk is untouchable for so many millions of people. If he says he has a bad feeling, they nod. The rest of us, like you and I, who like to make our own minds up about things, I'm sure would like, you know, a reason or two. We'd like to learn from you. He probably has some insights, being at that level, that we would all find useful. Anyway, moving on. An all-electric aircraft just flew from New York to Arkansas on the morning of Monday, May 23rd. It took off from Plattsburgh International near Lake Champlain and the border with Vermont. From there, it pushed west and south. It landed and took off again two more times, flying into Ohio, and after seven stops, completing 1,403 miles, technically non-stop, all-electric aircraft created by Beta Technologies, a single-prop airplane, and with this massive length of electric flight, the CEO saying that they wanted to show that an aircraft is viable for this kind of transport. It did have to land. I think some bad weather put it down as well. The legs were around 200 miles each, and they shared a couple of pilots as well, but that's a great distance on a single charge. And finally, charging lounges are the future According to some, Electrify America have released an expansive design vision for future charging stations. Back in March, they showed off their vision for places like Santa Barbara, San Francisco, San Diego, Beverly Hills, and more. With lounges and places to sit down. And Anthony Lampkin, who's the Senior Director of Operations at Electrify America, telling Auto Week that they have additional amenities like solar awnings and charging at their charging stations, but more is to come. Gas stations are set up for a quick dwell time, but if you're there for 20 or 30 minutes, a new type of experience is needed, and they're adding that with things like lounges, event spaces, security lighting. One of the great examples of that over here is GridServe and their electric forecourts. They have one in Braintree, they have one in Norwich, and their vision is brilliant. So 30 or 40 chargers, and if you haven't, if my UK listeners, I'm sure you know about it, but if you haven't, go and investigate if you are driving past. And then inside, you know, somewhere to get a cup of coffee. They have some exercise bikes and a breakout area, somewhere to relax and chill. They have great facilities, WH Smith's inside, so you can get everything there from a, you know, a snack to a, you know, a book and a magazine and whatever, all your supplies. And just a really it's on two floors, really nice place to go and sit for 20 minutes, half an hour, have a safety break if you've been doing a lot of driving, and know that there's probably going to be a charger available when you turn up because there are so many of them. Right, thank you very much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel. Can't wait to see what he's making videos of next. Richard at rsev.com. co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. emobilitynorway.com. Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app. And millbrookcottages.co.uk. Five-star luxury cottages in Devon where you can jump in the hot tub while your EV charges. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.